What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, so let's get into a little bit of Lions conversation here and some takeaways from the weekend. And I don't value preseason.
You mean you didn't get your Jackson Dart jersey yet?
Definitely not.
You look good.
That's wonderful.
I know, but it's preseason.
Guys will be selling paint after cutdown day tomorrow.
I know.
But I have three declarative Lions statements, and I want to know if you buy any of them, all of them, none of them. Declarative statement number one. Rest in peace, Tim Patrick. He's getting cut. And Tesla took his gig. And it's not because he caught a touchdown in a preseason game. It is the comprehensive coverage by the national media, by people who are attending the open practices, by the things coming out of camp, not the games. And, Stoney, I think a lot of people, including Rico, have slept on this one point. They gave up 3 third-round picks to take this guy. You're not a third-round pick. 6'4", 215, a really different skill set. Tim Patrick has been hurt. Tim Patrick is 31. Tim Patrick's on a one-year deal. That's declarative statement one, RIP Tim Patrick. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy.
Okay.
Because I believe they will keep six receivers. And that includes Love. And if Meeks keeps playing good, they're not going to let him go, because as soon as he gets waived or put to the practice squad, somebody's going to pick him up.
Okay.
And I think Patrick, as good as he was for them last year, Tesla can probably do more even in the red zone.
And there's the key. So Patrick last year, roughly, I'm just spitballing, I don't think these numbers are inaccurate, 38 catches, 399 yards, 3 touchdowns. I absolutely think with the attention, rightfully so, that Amon-Ra gets, that Ajaymo gets, that Laporta gets, Tesla could be a guy. Would it shock you if I said at the end of this year he had 6 touchdowns?
No.
No.
Here's the other thing. If I'm not mistaken, Tesla also, now I don't know if fans would want him to see him there, does play special teams and is a really good blocker.
Okay. Number two. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Hendon Street Hooker. It's over. You got to let it go, people. I know a lot of you swear that he's terrible at football. And Kyle Allen has done everything right. Kyle Allen has played in this league. Kyle Allen can save you if Goff gets hurt in the third quarter of a game on the road and you can win that day. No one will save you for the season if Goff dies. But Hendon Hooker is going to get cut. And in no way will he be the backup on this team. That's declarative statement number two.
Well, I think you're correct in half of it. I agree he's not going to be the backup. I think they'll keep three quarterbacks.
Okay, that's fine.
Because they definitely have a feeling that this is our guy. This is one of our guys. He just needs more time because his first year was a complete wash.
Declarative statement number three.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Lang needs to be banned from going to the lake the day before a broadcast, not wearing sunscreen, and never taking off his sunglasses. That was the most egregious sunburn, pasty eyes. I've never seen anything like it. I texted him during the game. He tried to blame it on the booth was 80 degrees and there was an AC unit out. I said, that doesn't mean that your eye, the area around your pit vipers right. is white and the rest of your face looks like Kenny's Most Cider t-shirt.
That is absolutely, I buy that.
So 2.5 of these.
Yes.
People, declarative statement, Lions edition. And how many of these are you buying? Number one, Tim Patrick's getting cut tomorrow and Tesla took his gig. Two, Hendon Hooker is getting cut tomorrow, and Kyle Allen took his gig. Stoney says he'll be here as the third QB. Fine. Not going to fight over it. And the third thing is TJ has to be banned from being on a boat the day before a broadcast.
Absolutely. And they also need to give Benetti maybe like a little stepladder, because when they take the shot, TJ, it's like, I don't know, Akeem Olajuwon versus Spud Webb.
But it's TJ. I mean, he's a lineman. You can't. He's 6'5".
I know. That's what I said. Give Benetti like a little boost.
Or you something. Do the. You should do the shot when they're both seated, like they do in baseball. Like, I don't understand NFL with the stand up, whatever. But look, NFL linemen are ginormous.
Right.
They're just. They're built different. You can read it in a program that a dude's 6'4", 300, and then you stand next to him and you go, this is why you incur brain damage. Mm-hmm. Right here. David, declarative statements, 1, 2, or 3, all, some, none. What do you got?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I'm all in on the Tim Patrick getting cut. I think he lost his gig. I was leaning that direction before the next preseason game that they just played against the Dolphins, and then he went out there, Tesla did, and still looked really good. And I think that's what they wanted to see, consistency from week to week, and he did that. I think Tim Patrick, hope you're renting so you can find a new spot, pack up. I'm with you on the hooker thing. I do.
Whoa!
What's the cost of hooker?
Whoa! David.
The cost of hooker was a third round selection. A wasted third round selection is what that was.
It was.
I don't think that they'll keep a third quarterback. I think he's gone because I do think the minute they find another quarterback, Kyle Allen's probably gone as well.
No. Allen's played well. My point on cutting Hendon is you'll find the third QB somewhere else in the league.
You could.
Hendon Hooker can't play.
He shows some flashes, then all of a sudden he'll do something stupid.
Where are the flashes, though?
I don't know. He escapes some pressure. He made a few decent passes the other day. The interception was more of a great play by the Miami player than actually a bad play by Hooker. But
okay, all right. Listen. Stoney's a Hendon Hooker apologist.
No, I just think they're going to keep three quarterbacks. Because.
But do you guys buy that Tesla has taken Tim Patrick's job and you're getting rid of Tim Patrick?
I think Meeks has taken Tim Patrick's job.
Then what the hell's Tesla?
Well, no, Tesla's going to play as far as the number of guys on the roster.
I feel like he's a regular now.
Oh, yeah, he's the third.
Like, he's going to play 20, 30 snaps a week. Right. I'm at a point where I would be really surprised if that's not the case. And they have a heavy investment in him.
Yes.
It is. David, what do you got?
Agree that Patrick is gone, but his contract is fully guaranteed this year. So I don't know what that means for the cap, but
it's $2 million of dead money if they keep him. It's $1 million if they trade him. Potato, potato, the team's got $42 million of unspent cap. They'll live. Sorry, I wasn't being negative towards you.
Oh, this one's for Kenny. Two white guy players taking jobs from black guys. Shaking my head. Are you happy, Kenny?
Oh, because of the drop?
Sam.
And your wedding location.
Yeah.
I'm getting more and more information about that area. Wow. That's all I'll say. Sam in a work truck says, I'm buying 3. TJ look like Red Panda. Hooker will make a great QB for the Colts next year. And Tim Patrick was cut when they drafted Tesla, in my opinion.
Okay. I mean, the TJ thing, here's the thing. He's very good on TV if he wants to do it. I said this to him. I was talking to him last night. He's just got to decide if he wants to bother with anything.
Right.
But I told him, no more. No more of this lake party nonsense with your Jokic sunglasses on. You look ridiculous.
I told you, and I texted TJ last week. I said, if he wants this to be a future... I mean, a television, he's really good.
He is. It's amazing when he's sober. He can be halfway intelligent. It's remarkable. David, go ahead.
I'm buying all 3 without question. However, I'm with Stoney that they won't cut Hooker.
Okay.
Brad Holmes' ego won't let that happen.
Are they going to get rid of Broderick Martin? That was,
beat me to it, yeah.
I mean, pick your third round bust.
Right.
Tesla is starting to look like the most Brad Holmes grit Detroit Lions pick since Brian Branch. That is Matt N. Wixom.
No, he looks like a big-bodied, hyper-athletic receiver that had no quarterback play in college on a run-oriented team with Sam Pittman at Arkansas. And it looks like what the Rams do, how they found Puka Nacua, right, how they found Cooper Kupp. Look, and they have found complementary receivers. They have found tight ends. Like, there's a skill set, and Brad was a big part of that. So it's why I didn't kill the draft pick when they did it. No. I was surprised they gave up 3 third-round picks. But to me, I think he replaces Tim Patrick today, and I think he's taking J-Mo's job next year. Can't pay everybody.
I know. Unfortunately, you're right.
248-539-9797. I want to get with the people. We'll get a few ticket texts. We got a blitz to do. And then, yes, there's news. People are going to cry that it won't happen. But the real debate is, should it happen? Why won't it happen? And really, are you comfortable that your team is simply not all in? We'll talk. It's Lions related. We'll talk about it. 97.1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.